Good morning, everyone. This is the Arrow Speaks Out podcast off of Anchor.fm. This is me, Arrow. This is episode 13. I'm not too sure. So today's topic is you Negroes got to go. I did like a video. I got a channel, YouTube channel, and I did a video about these Negroes, and I put a topic. You Negroes got to go. I haven't uploaded the video yet. After I do this podcast, I'm going to upload it. And I show a video where in Disneyland, they have a brawl. Over some damn bullshit, man. Over some damn bullshit. So this topic is, you Negroes got to go. You gotta go because you don't know how to fucking behave. You don't know how to behave. These damn emotional niggas come from single households, single parents, single mothers. And these white folks, as wicked they are, they don't act like you fucking niggas. Alright. After I do this podcast, I'm going to upload this video. Upload the video. So you can see. Alright. So I'm not going to be on here for long, but you damn Negroes, it's not civilized, man. You men are very emotional. You care about your damn feelings. You and your damn feelings. You fight over some damn bullshit that is easy to just like avoid. Easy to like defuse the situation. To defuse the situation, man. When a black man talk about it, you call him a coon. You call him a self-hater. When a white person talk about it, you say he's racist. They fucking tell the truth. You Negroes don't know how to act. This is why I'm telling the damn truth. This is why we not gay reparations. Because you Negroes don't know how to fucking act. Don't know how to fucking act because we not united. We not gonna be united here. Alright, we're gonna be united in the kingdom of heaven. But we're not gonna be united here. But some of you Negroes got to go. You gotta go. You hold up space. Until us black folks start to realize who the problem is, you know, we not gonna go nowhere. You black folks need to exile these crazy ass Negroes out of your damn community. Exile them out. Out. You don't want to behave, we're going to exile you out. Because you Negroes don't know how to fucking act. You don't know how to behave. You fight everywhere. You fight in the club. You fight in the bar. You fight in the restaurant. You fight at fucking Red Lobster. That shit. Y'all should not be just eating anyways. It's abominable foods. It's abomination. Y'all shouldn't be. Y'all be fighting at Best Buy. At these church. At the church. A.K.A. Hard houses. You fight in the parking lot. You fight in the cemetery. You fight at the mall. You fight in the airport. You fight on your job. You fight everywhere. You fight at your apartment. You fight a lot. You so quickly to fight. But where is a test? A test? You don't fight for a test. You run. You fight everywhere, but where is a test? You don't fight for a test. You run. What I mean, you don't fight for a test. You don't. When they give you on your job or at school or wherever, you don't fight it. You don't study it. You don't take it. That's what I mean. You don't take the test. You don't fight the test. You don't fight the test. You run away. You're quicker to fight, but when it's test time, you don't fight the test. You run. You don't fight the test at school. You run. You fight so much, some bullshit. But just like, you don't fight for the word of just like, you're hard by a shit, you have a shot. You don't fight for just like righteousness. You don't. You fight for some bullshit, but you don't fight for just like righteousness. I forgot to say that on my video. I'll probably do another video of it for another time. You know, you Negroes fight for bullshit, man. You don't fight for bullshit. You fight for bullshit, but you don't fight for your community. You don't fight for each other. Fight for each other. You don't love each other. You fight over bullshit. And this video where I saw, I'm going to upload it, it's like very sad. It's very sad, man. It's very sad and it's very disgraceful. I don't know if like Tommy Sawyer saw that video. He probably did. He probably said, I'll probably go to his channel and check it out. But most likely he probably did. And he's going to say his opinion about it. He's going to say, what you Negroes act like wild animals. You do. You act like wild animals. You act like wild beasts. These sand crackers don't even act like that. They wild beasts, yeah. They do some wicked shit. But they act civilized. But you Negroes don't even act civilized. You're the greatest people in the world. You're the greatest people. But you supposed to act like the greatest people. You're supposed to act civilized. You damn Negroes are something else, man. You fight over bullshit, man. Over bullshit. But you don't fight for righteousness. You don't fight for righteousness. You don't get on these people. You don't rise up and tell the United States government, why are you legalizing gays and lesbians, man? Why are you legalizing homosexuality? Why are you giving pedophiles rights? Where's our children that be missing? You don't fight for that. You don't fight for righteousness, man. You fight for bullshit, man. You Negroes is a fucking joke, man. You Negroes is a fucking joke, man. I'm done talk about this video, so I finished. So I'm done. So if you like this podcast, share my podcast. I'm about to upload that video. So have a good one and peace.